Praise the Lord. Let's all stand, if you will. Bow our heads in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we deem it a great privilege, Lord, to be gathered here this evening. Lord, with saints of like precious faith. Lord, we never want to take it for granted, Lord, each and every time we have together. Lord, there is a desire in our hearts, Lord, to hear what you have for us. Lord, and to follow thy path, Lord, you laid out for us. Lord, we just appreciate everything you do for us, Lord, all the word. Lord, it's our heart's desire, Lord, to grow. Lord, become closer, Lord, to go home with you. Leave this old world behind, Lord. We just ask you to have your way in this service. Everything that's said and done, only be said and done for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Page 80 in our capstone books. I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I have so thankful for that. Amen.
Yes. Thank you.
Praise his name. I'd like to turn to page 32 of our little capstone books. I just love this song. I have to slow it down just a tad from what we normally do. My boat of life sails on the crippled sea. Ever there's a wind in my sail. But I have a friend who watches over me when the breeze turns into a gale. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Amen. Sing it again. First verse again. My boat of life sails on the troubled sea. Ever there's a wind in my sail. But I have a friend who watches over me. Amen. When the wind turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
I know the maker of the rain.
Hallelujah.
He can calm the storm, break the sunshine in.
I know the master of the winds. Sometimes I soar like an eagle in the sky. Among the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the high. Bring me low, but it never brings me down. I know master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
That last verse again.
Sometimes I soar like an eagle in the sky. Among the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the height. Bring me low, but it never brings me down. I know again. I know. So many times he's been there, amen.
Amen.
Sometimes I soar like an eagle in the sky. Among the peaks my soul can be found. But then an unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Amen. It's done it so many times. It may bring me low, but it'll never bring me down.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sing it again.
Hallelujah.
I know the master of the wind. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Yes.
Amen. Such a beautiful song. I love it so much. Amen. Page 4, same books, but on my heart. I truly have so much to thank him for. I don't know where to start sometimes. Amen.
When I look around and see the good things he does for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all. And his blessing he freely gives.
God is so good again.
Yes.
God is so good.
Yes.
God is so good. God is so good. He's so good. Thank you enough. Amen. Brother Paul, you mind taking up the offering? Settles, you mind taking a request?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you truly are so good.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we stop and meditate. Think of all you've done for us.
Yes.
Lord, we see and know how undeserving we are in our flesh. But George, your amazing grace, predestinating us, Lord, before we before we ever done good or evil. Lord, we're so thankful. You are so good. Lord, this opportunity you give us. Lord, as we walk this life, bring our needs and requests. Father, we pray that you would just reach down and meet every need.
Yes.
Father, that again you may be glorified and honored.
Yes.
You are our healer and our redeemer. We're so appreciative.
Be seated. You got another song for us tonight, Paisley? Come on up if you want. does love her. Amen.
Yes, amen.
He's already blessed her richly with a nice family. Amen.
Yes,
God bless her.
Amen.
Let's all stand, if you will. I'd like to sing this whole song there before our brother comes. It's on page 45. Reach out and touch the Lord. Amen. He can come in on the last course if he wishes.
Was a dark and stormy night on the Sea of Galilee. The disciples were so fearful of the fury of the sea. Out upon the raging waters walked the blessed Lord of life. He
me by, but oh, look down and see my need and give to me what I have need of. Amen. As we bow our heads for a moment of prayer, precious Lord, it's so good to be here this evening, and Lord, we just thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that we feel, and Lord, to know that you're ever mindful of us, and Lord, as we sing that little song, may that be our heart's cries. Lord, we're reaching out to you, asking you, Lord, to give us eyes to have and to hold us straight in the way. And Lord, let us be better, stronger soldiers for you. That, Lord, we'd be a reflection of you in this last few moments of time. And we've just come this evening, Lord, asking you to speak to our hearts the way of your word. And Lord, though these scriptures have been very often read, but Lord, may it just stir our hearts within us this evening and give us food to hold us, Lord, till the next appointed time if you should tarry. And may we meditate upon these things, Lord, and the things that we heard this morning. May it meditate and run through our minds. And may we feed on it all week long, Lord, if you should tarry. And we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all. In the most precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
I thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here and thank him for his precious word. And I'm just so glad that to see that he's ever mindful of us and what he's doing for us. And if you would, let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. I'm just going to read some scriptures tonight, and I got to just to renew our minds to some things to think about as we see the hour in which we're living. But here in Hebrews 10, and we'll start there to 22nd verse. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. May the Lord bless me in his word, and you may be seated. So just thinking about the time in which we're living, and we see so many ideas through the denominations creeping up and how that's been, and we've seen it going for a long time. But to see that same spirit creep over into the message churches in this hour, and to see Satan and his great deception, and to see him going about as a roaring lion, trying to tear and destroy God's great plan. And trying to keep a people from reaching that place in Christ that God has ordained them to be. Yes. But God has called a few elected here and there and all over this earth to a place to where he wants them to be. Whether it be at this little, maybe we sit here and maybe there's a little elected here. We pray that there is. Yes. And God's word's coming to us. Wherever that little elected seed is, God's word is going out. And it's in its power and in its strength. And it's not mixed with man's creeds or man's doctrines. It's being preached just the way it was delivered. And the faith that's being built within that little bride's heart is not built in a church building full of people, not built in a certain pastor as far as a certain man, but it's built in Christ alone. And how Paul, when he was here and speaking and delivering the message to the church, even as he put it here, let us draw near with a true heart and with our full assurance of faith and having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. And Paul stressed this, and we'll just read a couple places here real quick just to think about this with what Paul was saying in Hebrews, the 4th chapter. And just think of how many times Paul stressed these things in the 4th chapter in the 1st verse. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. And how we can see this age as our pastor has been renewing our mind, and as the prophet cried out, seek more revelation from God than anything else in this life. Realizing it's not just being able to read what's written on a page, but having the Holy Spirit reveal it to us in a way that it will hold us fast. We can't hold ourselves. We can't maintain this in ourselves, but it's a work of the Holy Spirit within our lives that he does the revealing. He will teach us all things, and he will bring all things to our remembrance. And his Holy Spirit will throw this body subject to his precious word, as he told us in Who is this Melchizedek through the prophet of this day. And how we must look at God's precious word with a reality to it. We've went to church for a long time, and we've read this, and we've claimed to believe there was a prophet. But there's a time that all that's been built up. What if you planted a stalk of corn, and you babied it, and you took care of it, and you knew it was a corn, and you read everything? But what if it never reproduced the ear that was supposed to be showing to show that it was reproducing itself exactly the way it was meant to be? And that's where we are today. God's word has went forth. We've got the manual on what it'll do. We've got all of this laying before us. But now it's time to see that life spring forth. Amen. and to shoot with true proof and evidence and a vindication that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He changes not, and our lives are the representative that He has today on this earth. It's our turn. And oh, how it ought to stir in our hearts to see that, that as we're coming down, we see the lights dimming and knowing that we're fixing, this age is fixing to close out and the rapture is looming on the horizon. Could be any day. How it ought to stir in our hearts to take the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard. Oh, let's read that. I jumped ahead of myself, but here in Paul put it over that way in the second chapter in the first verse. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation which was first begun to be spoken by our Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? And God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his word and his will. And how we see this age in which we're living. And it's a great age of deception. And sometimes, you know, we get into such a... It's easy to look around at what's going on in this hour, and we see many people that call themselves preachers going throughout the land, and anymore it seems to be a buddy system. You got to have a buddy preacher with you, and there are four or five of you get together and you all agree and you're preaching the same, saying the same thing. But what a dangerous situation that can be. Yes. If the Holy Spirit is trying to take and lead you in a certain way. Amen. And how we should be ever so conscious of the Holy Spirit leading us. And it can go for the same for the laity. Maybe four or five brothers over here think, we can go do this, we should go do this, we should go do that. But what if the Holy Spirit's got you in check saying, that's not for you. You can't have no part of that. It's got to come down to that individual affair where each one of us are led by the Holy Spirit for the time and season and the place we're standing. And what God would have for us. Let's turn over here to a very... let's go over here to 1 Kings first, if you would, way back here in the Old Testament. Very familiar little text, but I thought we'd read this just to put it fresh in our minds and our hearts. 1 Kings in the 22nd chapter. And think about this. This was speaking about the prophet Micah. A little bit here. We'll just start here at the first verse and just catch what was being said. And they continued 3 years without a war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, wilt thou go with me to battle at Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Now, here, general, this was wise enough to, we better consult the Lord first before we do this thing. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. And then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, shall I go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man, Micah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. And oftentimes, think about that. It's come to a place in this message to where men that really stand and preach the truth, the way they're not too welcome anymore. But they want to hear the groups to come in and tell them how good they are and speak all good of them. They don't want this evil report. Oh, don't tell me this. Tell me what I want to hear, not what I need to hear. And that's what was happening here. They was only wanting to hear what they wanted to hear at this point. But God's message is always clear and cut to that little elected. And how we need to make sure that we're always hearkening to God's voice and not the other voices that's being so loud. Satan's so trying so loud today to speak through so many channels to deceive and to draw our attention away. But he goes on here, he says, and Jehoshaphat, and the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is one yet, Micah the son of Imla, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he doth prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. And then the king of Israel called the officer and said, hasten hither, Micah the son of Imla. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes, in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah the son of Chena made him horns of iron and said, thus saith the Lord, with these thou shalt push the Syrians until thou have consumed them. And all of the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. And the messenger that was gone to call Micah spake unto him, saying, behold now, the words of the prophets declared good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. Just change your message just a little bit today. Don't make it so rough. Don't make it so hard on us today. Let's hear those good things that's over here. But God had a message that had to be pushed forth. Think about it. And Micah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. And you think about that. It takes a true man of God to stand up. Maybe you're being disagreed with. Even as a member of a body of believers. Maybe your whole family standing there saying, oh, just agree with us this one time. No, as long as the Lord liveth what he's declared to my heart, that will I declare to you. Amen. Taking a stand on what God has revealed to you as an individual. It don't matter how many disagree. It don't matter how many can't see what God has dipped into your heart. But stand firm and hold fast to that which was delivered to us. And we've got it here before us tonight, laying here fresh every day. And how that ought to just be the desire of our hearts in this last few moments of time. You know, I was reading in the Church Age book before service, just reminiscing through some of the things Brother Branham had said. And just think of the times that could be coming. We're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. Will you stay with this? Or will we give it up for the pleasures that we can still have a few minutes before this rapture comes and this world burns and is wiped clean? God knows our hearts, but it's going to take something bigger than you and I. It's going to take him sitting on the control seat of our heart with our thoughts totally in his control and our spirit, our whole being truly yielded to him. Waiting on him in love for whatever he wants. You just look back through the scriptures. You think of Paul and Silas put in that old jail, being beaten down there. All that was happening to them. The brothers that was being burned in oil, their heads chopped off. All that was happening in them early Testament saints. And that was a time and a place, but you look what God had to instill in them to hold them through that time. That human flesh can't hold through that. But God placed in them at that time what they needed. And the same as he'll do today, he is fortifying us with his word. Because we are still not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And all without him controlling our thoughts and our thinking and taking every this whole being under subjection, we won't be able to stand in this final day. But all through him, we are more than conquerors. Amen. He says, and all the, let me drop down here. He says, behold, declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be good like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Micah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. And so, and then we know the rest. He came unto the king, and it happened just that way as he spake the word. He saw them slaughtered, and they were. But I want you to think about that, that God's word is true and it's standing, and God's word is of no private interpretation. He said exactly what he meant, and it's been delivered just perfectly to us. Don't mix our ideas. Don't mix our understandings with it. Take it and say amen to it and say, Lord, open my eyes that I may see what was being said. Amen. Don't try to figure it out or why I think it was said like that. Sounds pretty good. That could be right. You better wait until you know that wheel in the middle of the wheel says amen. Yeah. That's it right there. And set on it. Yeah. Let's turn over here to Joshua, the first chapter. Just a little bit different here, but think about this. Moses has gone off the scene, and God was beginning to deal with Joshua here, but listen to what he said. Yes. And so we'll just start there at the first verse and catch this. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. And every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even over unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance in the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. And now listen to what the Lord tells him, and starting on. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all of the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou may prosper and whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. And have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And I think about that, God telling Joshua, this is the promise, and I'll do all of this, but you be sure to absorb all. And don't turn from it, and don't deviate, but take it just the way it was delivered to you and move on with it. And I'll deliver forth to this people a land that I promised them. Think about that, and then in the message, the token, Brother Branham, just a very familiar quote, but 337, and this was preached January the 1st, 1963, he said, now look, the word assures us of the promise. And all of these are text I've set down here, just keep on preaching all day. Look, like see on it, the word assures us of the promise because it is the promise. And the word is the promise, and the word is God, and the word is ours. And we become the word, and the word becomes us. If ye abide in me, and my word in you, then see, it just becomes one great big family. It assures us, because why? Well, it's part of us, see? It becomes part of us. What a text. All right, it assures us of the promise. And the token is a sign that the purchase has been made and been accepted, and you can't get the token from the railroad fare until you pay the price. And the only way you're going to pay the price is pay for it. That's right. Believe it and accept it. Full obedience to the whole word of God will entitle you to the token. Yes, full obedience. Not part of it as far as your denomination goes, but all of it. Full obedience to the word, which is Christ, brings you into Christ. And now what if you was all in but your feet hanging out? What if you was all in with your hands hanging out? Most all of us in but the heart hanging out, see? The heart's in the world yet, see, but we don't do that. Full, complete obedience puts you in the word one. You believe it, every bit of it, and all of it's in you, and you watch it working through you. Amen. Think about what our pastor was bringing this morning as he started, and he's still got a ways to go, I'm sure. But just think about it as he left us with meditating on that, of if you believe, all things are possible. Amen. And if we'll just hold to this word that's been given to us and let it have its full sway in our life. Think of Joshua when he walked out there that day into battle and needed the sun to stand still. And he stood there with his sword in his hand and he didn't wait, he didn't question, because he knew what God had told him back here at the very beginning. Amen. He could look back and say, I've observed it all and I haven't deviated from it and I'm not turned to the right nor the left. And he said, sun, stand still. I've got a job to finish. And that old sun stood right there. You think about what God can do for you. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But there's got to be a place, a people's got to reach a place where they can have that assurance, not in their church, not in their pastor, but in what God has put in them from a revelation and a reality of what he's doing for you. So long, people go to church and you watch trouble strike. Who's the first person they want to call? The pastor. I need my pastor. I need so-and-so. I need to call so-and-so to help me. I need so-and-so to talk me and calm my nerves. But what about God? He's right there all the time. Amen. Nothing wrong with calling your pastor in a time of need. God placed them here for that purpose and gives them special guidance to help us. And that's not what I'm trying to say, just to do away with your pastor. But I want you to look at what God has done for you in fortifying us with His Word, that we can stand as soldiers. Them soldiers, when they go into battle, they may not always be able to get over there to the general to ask his opinion. But they've watched him lead them. They've watched that general in the natural take them through, and they know this is what he would do in this circumstance. And by God's grace, we got a 5-star general that's led us the whole way. And we know exactly how he handled every situation. And he put within us a portion of himself to bring this body under subjection, that we would be just like him in a reflection. And that we would be able to overcome every circumstance that arises before us. Yes. And oh, may that burn in our hearts as, Lord, fortify me greater with your word. Amen. That's why we cry out, Lord, give us more revelation. Yes, I've heard this word, Lord, but let it become so real that it consumes me. That's the first thing that strikes my mind when trouble arises. It's the first thing that strikes my heart when a situation is there to where maybe I could really do this or do that over here. But the word is right there all the time saying, hold up, yes. This is where it stops. But oh, may that preeminence so real in our lives that we would be those prisoners of the Lord Jesus Christ. How it ought to be burned. And I pray that's the challenge that we see rising in our hearts, not to be churchgoers. And it's not to downgrade somebody else that's not living up to the word. That's not the purpose of what I'm saying. I pray God will open their eyes that they would see a higher height. I've been in that place where I needed my eyes opened. We thought we were so right. We all were so good. But God had to show us, son, you're missing the mark by a long way. It's over here. Here's the word. Come back to the word and watch what I can do for you. Oh, may we put our trust in him and follow after him. Amen. Let's turn over here to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, if you would. You sisters can come to the instruments, if you would. Here in Ephesians 6 and 10, and Paul speaking. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. And oftentimes this has been quoted and it's been put on little plaques and it gets pushed out there so much that sometimes you just read it and it just kind of maybe goes over top of us, so to speak, or we just don't think about it much. But think of what Paul was saying. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with truth, and having on her breastplate of righteousness, whose righteousness? His righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith. Think of that, shield of revelation, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto to all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Think about it, to take on this, picking up the precious word of God, letting the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us, and watch it cut away from us all things that are not like him. And all my, and taking that shield of faith, crying out to God for ISAF, that we may see to be able to withstand in this evil day. And all watch him do the work for us and through us. Amen. And all through it will be bring humility to you and great praise to him. Amen. When you truly see what he's done for us. Oh, saints, we're living in a most precious time. And as we see these things shaping up around us and we look at God's precious word, how real it ought to become to us. You know, I couldn't help but sit in the funeral this week and listen to the word of God and see it cutting to some. Tears rolling down people's cheeks, them trying to hide it, didn't want people to see they were being touched. But you've only got a certain amount of opportunity. Yes. And oh, how I pray those folks will yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen. To see what God can do for them. I know where he brought me from. And I know what he can do for others. Nothing is impossible to them that believe. And oh, may we truly continue to pray and uphold each and every one.
Amen.
That God would enlighten their understanding. You know, you see some that are truly starting to see some of the things that we see and have held evident as being what the prophet brought, not what we brought, what God said. And it's starting to strike some, but we pray that they'll just keep moving on.
Amen.
Don't take all of it and then throw one word aside, but keep moving on and take all that he said. And watch God do the work in their life that's needed. Oh, he's still working on me, and I pray that he'll just keep chipping away. Whatever it takes, Lord. Don't hold back, but give me what I need to see that I'm standing exactly where you want me to be in his last few moments of time. Oh, that I'd be a reflection to him. Amen. A vessel of honor and a witness and a trophy of his grace. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Pray something was said to stir your heart. Take God's precious word. It's so inspiring. As you say, you just sit down and read it and think of what God has done for us and where he's brought us from.
Yes,
but oh my, we just sing that little chorus. I'm reaching out to you, dear Lord. And I ask our pastor to come.
I'm reaching out to you, dear Lord. I'm reaching out to you. I know your arm is not too short, and you can reach me too. And as I pray and press my way into your kingdom true, I'll grow to be more like you. Just by reaching out to you, amen. And I'm reaching out to you, dear Lord. I'm reaching out to you, yes. Amen. And you can reach me.
Amen. Amen. Won't you be seated for a moment? Can't help but to just let you know this. As Brother Timothy was bringing his message tonight, and now look at all the chapters in the book, the Bible. So many. So many different ones. From the Old Testament, the beginning of Genesis, to Revelation. And our brother, he went to 1 Kings. And read about Jehoshaphat and Micah. And if I was to take the service tonight, I was going to bring that in with what I said this morning. But I wasn't going to read that scripture, but he read it. That's the Holy Ghost. I mean, he could have picked out a lot of other subjects, you know, but then to pick out that one. But let me read now what the prophet said as he expounded upon 1 Kings and what Brother Timothy read. And this is in Events Made Clear by Prophecy. Now watch the rest of it. Don't watch signs. If you watch signs, you'll be fooled as sure as the world. False prophets will rise and show signs and wonders that will deceive the elect if possible. He said, watch the word. Look at these priests or these prophets. Hebrew prophet standing there, Zedekiah, with two great big horns and saying, I am an ordained God prophet. It's true. I have 399 right here with me and the Holy Spirit upon us, confirming and saying the land belongs to us. Let's go on up and take it. And by these horns, Ahab, you'll push the enemy off our ground, for God gave us the ground. He said, watch that religious man, good man, Jehoshaphat. He said, haven't you got one more prophet? Out of 400, and you've got 399 here, haven't you got one more? You know? There's 400 in agreement, he told him. He said, yes, but there's one more around here. But I hate him. He said, he's always blowing us out, telling us what great sinners we are and everything. But I hate him. He is Micah, the son of Emma. He said, oh, I don't let the king say so. Go get him and let's hear what he has to say. So they brought him down and he said, give me tonight and I'll see what the Lord says about it. Ahab said, I adjure thee. I adjure you, don't you tell me nothing but the truth. And the man come and said, now if you want to get back in good fellowship and say you just say it like the rest of them, man. Brother Timothy was talking about that. And Micah said, I'll say just what God says. Well, that's what the true believer wants. Just what God says. Okay? He says, the next morning they come out and the kings put the robes on and set in the gate all of the celebrity. And the prophet standing there and said, now, fanatic, Micah, what you say about it? He said, go on up. But I see Israel scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. Glory. Oh, if you don't see what I see. He took his hand and smacked him in the mouth. A prophet smacked a prophet in the mouth. Now both those anointed prophets standing there prophesied, and 400 against one. In other words, 399 is what meant. That looked pretty strong. It's now the multitude of counsel. It's not always safety in that multitude of counsel. It depends on where they're at and what they're counseling about and what their counsel is. There wasn't safety there for the king. And he took that multitude, their counseling, to be right. But if he had just stopped and turned back to the scroll and looked what Elijah had just said, what the word said, okay, then Micah couldn't say anything now. He didn't know, he said, when maybe God forgave him for it. But first, being a prophet, he went to God to find out what God said. And he found out what God said. He said, I saw God sitting upon a throne, and had all of his counselors of heaven gathered around him and said, who can we get to go down and cause Ahab to come out of here? So we can otherwise fulfill the prophecy that was made about him. He said, see, prophecy. Elijah had already said, the dogs will lick your blood. There was that word. Already came. The dogs will lick your blood. Now, again, that's what the true believers are listening to. Okay? And so he said, he's seen a lying spirit go up from beneath and come up before him and said, I'll go down and get in his prophets, Ahab's prophets, and cause them to prophesy a lie. And now God knew that the man was so puffed up and so full of theology, they thought they had everything right. Oh, isn't that the way it is today? My. They had never noticed the word for the hour. Didn't notice it. These prophets didn't notice it. So God said, you will succeed. Go on down. And when Micah said that, that made them prophesying under an evil spirit. They have jerked the plug out of the telephone or turned off the radio or done anything. They heard that coming against them and got up and walked out. But look what happened. Micah had to check his vision with the written word. Therefore he knowed. He said, put that man in prison and give him waters of sorrow and bread of sorrow. When I return, I will deal with him. Talk about what they'd do to Micah. And Micah said, if you come back at all, God never spoke to me. That's when he knows his vision is exactly with every word for that hour. It was Ahab's time. Brother and sister, this is the hour and the time of the calling out of Babylon. The evening lights are here. Walk in the light while it is light. Notice the believers saw the word manifested and believed it. That's why we believe the prophet's message. See? Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice, my word, my signs of the age. A false one they'll never follow. They will not believe." Oh my. The true believers will not believe this false nonsense that's going around. No. They'll push that aside. Only the true believer will stay with the Word of God 100%. They will see the things that God's prophet has spoke, God's vindicated prophet, and they will stay with that regardless of what happens around them. Only the true believer, and only the true believer, which Lord willing will go into the next service if he tarries and I live, only the true believer will be able to go in and know exactly what God is saying. Remember, he just said, "My sheep shall hear my voice. A stranger they shall not follow." They will know exactly what God's doing, what he's expecting, what he's going to do. Yes. "When he, the Comforter, shall come, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance and show you things that will come," he also said. Things in the future to come. He'll let you know. Oh my, we serve a living God. There is a reason why Brother Timothy read that tonight. You see? It all gels together. You might have thought, well, he might have thought he just happened to pick that out and something good to say tonight, but no, it had to be said. It'll gel together with what's going to come. That's the Holy Ghost. "For these signs shall follow them that believe. If not too blind to see, but these signs shall follow them that believe. And all things are possible to them that believe." The true believer. Without a doubt, it's possible. God makes it happen. "If you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast in the sea, and doubt it not, it shall be done." Oh yeah. "They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Yes, they will. Absolutely. "They shall pray unto the Father and ask. Whatsoever they ask, whatsoever they desire when they pray, it shall be." Oh, how great he is. If we can just follow his sweet melody of music that he has for our hearts. Open your heart. Don't close him off. Don't close him off and don't shut him off just because of things you've heard. But open your heart. Amen. And I encourage, if somebody can't be here Thursday night, make sure you listen to the message. If he should tarry, if I should live, but and if it be his will, you know, don't miss it. Because things will be said very important. Not what I say, what the Word said, you see. That's what we want to be always interested in. Not what 399 other prophets say, but what God's prophet said. Amen. The prophet of the hour. That it'd be so real to us. I'll say this and we'll leave. We won't miss the reality of every nugget. But every nugget will be illuminated and be made alive in our hearts. Amen. Oh my, I love him. As I said, when Brother Timothy picked that scripture, I thought, oh no, here we go, you know. But I thought, well, I still want to read this part of it. Amen. While it's fresh in your heart with what scripture he read. And think about Micah, you know. He was hated. Oh yeah. And any true minister today will be hated. And even Brother George Smith said one time, or when he was up one time, about every really ministry minister stays with the Word will not be invited anymore. No. And they won't be. They won't fit in their little clique. The little clique of unbelief. No, it won't fit. You stay with the Word, and you won't fit in other congregations unless they're true. Unless they're election. Then you'll fit. Yeah. One thing about it, you won't want to fit some of it. No, you have not the desire to. But oh, thank God for the true believers. It's all over the earth. I don't know where they're all at, but God knows where they're at. But I believe they're scattered here and there, all over the earth. Yes, they shall come from the east and the west. And remember the little bride going around the curvature of the earth. She was dressed in all different garb, her whatever nation she come from, her clothing. She was dressed in all different clothing. Yeah. So how can we have preachers get up and say, you got to be this and dress this and you got to dress that. Exactly like this. No. No. Every country will come in their own way they dress. Yeah. But they will be dressed modest, whatever it is, you see. Whatever it may be. Can't break the Word. No way. You see. Amen. Let us all stand again, if you would. And again, I want to extend my appreciation. The family wants to extend their appreciation and thanksgiving for everything everybody done for the funeral and the effort you put forth for it. And, you know, like Brother Timothy said, you know, there was many there that was touched. I had one young man tell me, he said, I wouldn't have missed this for nothing. And he had tears running down his face when he was saying it, you know. And it wasn't because of a death. It was because of the Word of God. And I pray for that young man. Pray God will touch him. And if that seed's laying in him, may something stir on the inside. Something encouraging that there is a real. There is a true. You know, and so many of the young people back then were hurt. They were hurt so badly. And many things was done in a way that should have never been done. I pray if there's a little seed laying there yet, God will get a hold of it. Amen. So pray for those. Pray for God to bless them and help them. Amen. As I said in the funeral, I love people, and I would love to see every one of them saved. You see? But it's only in God's hands. But that doesn't stop our love for them. We want to see every man and woman and young person saved and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. And may we all be the same. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again even for this service tonight. Lord, this service too was seen in your mind before the world was ever formed. You know what was going to be spoke on. You know who would receive it. You know who it would encourage. You know who it would give strength to. Lord, we appreciate it so very much. We appreciate every opportunity you give us. And so we ask that as we leave this little place once more, that you just go with us now and keep us safe. And Lord, keep that desire burning in our hearts. I thought so many times, Lord, of what it would be if that desire would just disappear. And we'd have it no longer. I think, Lord, how miserable of a life it would be. So we thank you, Lord. As we sang in the song earlier, we have got so much to thank you for, so much to praise you for. We ought to be a thankful people, Lord. We ask now that you bless us together. We appreciate everything you've done this day. Guide us by your Holy Spirit. In your holy name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. May our Lord Jesus Christ richly bless you until we meet again. Amen. You're dismissed.